The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Brother Davis coming at you, also known as Ayo. If any of you have seen my monikers or my posts on Facebook, I've always put it to end Ayo because that's a different connotation of who I am. I'm looking forward to this show tonight, ladies and gentlemen, because we're going to open the doors to self. We're going to allow those of you who are not aware to become more aware. We're going to be able to show you the programs that you're living, and we're going to show you how to open the key. Use the key to open your door to self. You know how your system is. You get up in the morning and you sit on the edge of the bed for a minute trying to get yourself together. Some of you reach out and you turn the TV on, or some of you left it on all night. Or you get up to go to the bathroom, you hit the radio, and you start your routine. And the reason why you start your routine is because you're programming yourself for the day. Especially if you work on a daily basis, you have a system, and that system kicks in, and as that system kicks in, you want to be ahead of the game. You're thinking in terms of how you're going to be able to meet that time clock and beat that time clock. And the reality is that you're not singled out. You're literally a part of a whole, a greater whole that literally, because of the demands on your schedule for you trying to achieve that it is that you seek, which is money, the dollar. That thing is what they call the lifeblood of how Americanism works. You conform your schedule to meet the demand that is placed before you. And a lot of you don't realize that what you're doing at that point is giving your life's authority in your life to the system. And the reason why is because of the demand. Okay? So you gotta catch a bus. So that's in your schedule. So you gotta make a meeting. So that's in your schedule. So you got that window of time for lunch, and that's in your schedule. So then you're looking at the things that you like for lunch. So that's in your schedule. See, all of these things are placed into your schedule because of your need to be able to fit into the conformity of the program that makes you work. At every stage, you sacrifice your authority. And a lot of people are saying, I don't sacrifice my authority. I do it because I enjoy it. There's nothing wrong with enjoying your job. I'm not saying don't enjoy your job. No, I'm not. Because I understand the importance that role plays in us achieving what it is that we seek in this life. But I want you to see clearly all of the apparatuses that come into place for this program to work. So, say you got a car, you go out, you crank your car up, and it's the winter time, you got to go out early. You understand? Because that is part of how the system works, that program. And your car's running. If you're fortunate to be in an area which you can leave your car run for a few minutes, run back in the house, grab your coffee, maybe the newspaper, your coat, whatever your other apparel is that you take to work, throw it in the car's warm, and you're ready to go. Bam! So we're off. See, there's nothing wrong with these processes if you see what they are. There's something wrong with them when you see what they are, and you just render the authority over your life to them without being consciously aware of what you're doing. And many of us are not. The reason why we're not is because we've already fit into two or three programs before we left the house. So as we drive, we come across a street light, red, yellow, and green. Now these colors are exclusive traffic signals, but they're exclusive to many other things too. They trigger things and images and thought processes in your mind so that it lets you know if you are conforming to this program. Okay? Now understand what I said. There's nothing wrong with conforming to programs as long as you're knowledgeable about that confirmation. All right? So as you go back and forth to work, all of a sudden you're in heavy traffic, it slows down, and here you are going 3 miles an hour, you're looking at your watch, you may be listening to the radio, and it's bombarding you with a whole lot of audio that really you don't care for, but it's busy. That is a program. The busy is to keep you from focusing on something that you might want to do. Oh, sure, you might say, well, I got some laundry. I want to drop my laundry off. And after I get off work today, I want to stop and pick up some milk and some eggs and that sort of thing. And these are considered to be needs, or some would consider them a necessity. But in reality, you've already submitted yourself once again to another program. And it's cool. Now, I keep saying program because I want you to understand that in every aspect of your life, you are conforming to something that you have a right to choose whether you want to or whether you don't. Now, that's the duality of choice, which we'll return back to that later after we go through today's concepts of things that keep you focused on what the program demands. Okay? So you get to work and you might have a meeting there first thing of the day. You know, you want to sit down and you want to conform to whatever the plan is, whatever the vision is, then whatever the Jeeps. Now, Jeeps are the goals that are set by the work that day that you want to get done so that you hit all the Jeeps, boom, 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 right on time. Some days you do, some days you don't. But that's how the program works, because it has to keep you focused on what is outside of you. Now, that is key. Every program must keep you focused on what is outside of you. Okay? So, all right, now here we are. We're in the doldrums of work, and you may enjoy it. You may enjoy the personalities that you work with, or you may not. You may enjoy the interaction that you have to deal with individual people, or you may not. But in that circumstance, we have to understand that you've already submitted your authority, so therefore, now all you're doing is communing time to reach that point in which that program stops and another program begins. Okay, so now it's lunchtime and someone comes to you and says, hey, look, let's go down to the coffee shop and have some coffee and a bagel for lunch. And you're sitting there saying, you know what, I really don't know what I want for lunch. Well, that person brought over to you an attribute. Now, what is an attribute? An attribute is a part of the program that you have a right to choose or not to choose. Once again, you've got duality sticking head up. Now, I keep bringing that up to you because there is a choice, okay, that you don't have to make or you have to make. It depends on how you perceive it. Okay, so you decide, okay, you know, I bought my lunch today. I'm going to save that money today. I got a plan I'm working on, and I figure if I just save my lunch money for the course of a year and put it cut aside, I have enough money to do something else. Good. That means that you have self-vision. Many people do not. So that allows me to alert you. You have self-vision. You have a plan for self, okay? All right, as the afternoon begins, and you sit back and you kick back and you look, okay, I got my lunch money here. Let me put this here aside. So where this might be a little jar or something that you have in your drawer and you're just putting your money in there. You get it at the end of the week and then you need to go deposit it in the bank. That is a program. And the reason being is because I've never said those programs did not work for you. Some do and most don't. Now, understand how I said that. Some do and most don't. Now, the reason why I say that is because, in reality, when you decided that you wanted to save your money, that was a decision based solely on your concerns, your intent, and what your vision is about. Every other program that sets a course for your life externally that you're not attached to internally has a nothing thing going. It's working for a system. Okay. Now, I'm hoping you caught on to this so far, because I want to take this time to, I want to thank Black Talk Radio and the network for allowing us to have the Tando Show here and to bring this type of information to you. I want to personally thank Scotty, because Scotty really applies everything of his, well, let me say, all of his momentum to achieve a certain degree of success on the level on which he works. This is magnanimous to what he does. So I want to thank him, and I also want to tell you that if you get a chance, take the time to go to Black Talk Radio, make a contribution so we can keep this live in our community, and we can bring you shows like we're bringing you tonight. And the title of tonight's show is The Key to Self. Now, getting back to exactly that, the key to self. So, end of the day comes, you greet your people good night or goodbye or however you do it, you jump out back into your system or going back home. You get to the house, walk in, kick your shoes off, kick back on the couch for a minute, turn the TV on, boom, another program. See, anytime you allow something to intrude into your personal time is a program. Now, we don't see it as a program because literally this world, as it's been designed for us, has done this to us. See, what it tells us that if you want to live a certain quality of life, you will conform to these programs as needed, and you will give us your authority. And don't put it in those words, but that's what it means. It will give us, you will give us the authority in your life so that our programs can run. In the meantime, they're bombarding you with things literally that are not good for you. They're bombarding you with radio waves everywhere you go. That's not good for you. They literally have invaded your food supply and know that what they're putting in it is literally going to be deadly to you at some time or another. And this isn't hard for you to see, because if you think about your friends and family, the people you know, they have been victimized by this already. But yet, in giving our authority away, we don't want to look closely. Because if we look closely, then we begin to realize, you know what, we can do something else. There are other options. And that, my friend, is possible. When you begin to identify your options, and you begin to sit down and say, do I or don't I, you have stepped into the land of your own personal duality. Now, duality plays a role in every decision. You want to buy something, the rent is due, it's a little high, but you can afford it if you do this or if you do that. If you conform this, you can save this money here, and then you can buy that. See, these are the dualities of decision. In reality, you may know you don't need that, but you may not give what you need to want, because you are so engulfed into the program. You think about what it can give you in order for you to be able to do what it is that you want to do. And you know, a lot of people may not realize this, but a lot of times the things that we do are not even what we need to do. But once again, it comes back to the focus of self. How much of our self-authority do we want to give away? We are at a stage right now, ladies and gentlemen, where the world is falling apart. And in that falling apart, they're being devastating to us, to people. And it's actually being devastated to society. It has been devastating to the morality of society. And the side effect of all of this is the destruction of society the way we knew it. What can you do about it from the standpoint that you were in? Well, you go to work every day, you pay your taxes, you submit to those things that you think are going to be comparable to making change. But what do you really do? Because those things are all external. And as long as they're external, you're not the true beneficiary. And the reason why you're not the true beneficiary is because you have to go the course in order to see the result. identify if you are beneficial or benefited by it. And the sad part about it is that many of us start the course and we go through the process, but before we get to the end, it loses its priority. And when it loses its priority, it no longer becomes a focus of what we want to achieve because the interest is no longer there. So therefore, whatever self-investment that you have made there stays there, and it does not benefit you. We are about to embark on a level of understanding self in which we can find that we do not have to be limited to the program. See, the program wants us to think in terms of confinement. They want us to confine ourselves to whatever the process is so that the result can be harnessed with the original idea. Okay? Let me make this short for you. You're on the assembly line. There's four parts to this here mechanism. You got part number one, and there's two, three, and four. When you put one down, two puts two on top of one, three puts three on top of two, four puts four on top of three, and that mechanism now has been totally completed by the four parts to make the one. Okay? So therefore, if you, the day you come in and all of a sudden you're not the one part, but you play the role of the three part, you got to wait till the two part puts on the one part in order for you to put the three part on so the four part can put itself on. So I want you to see the magnanimity of the program. Each one is connected for a sole purpose. And that sole purpose is to keep you from focusing on you. Because when you focus on you, then self plays a role. And they don't want self to play a role. They don't want self to have the authority of understanding that there is an option. And that option may not be what the system or the program wants you to exercise, because then you become an independent. An independent thinker. That is dangerous to the system. That can cause problems, because you may find out that through your personal initiative, you are right. And they don't want you to be right. They want you to conform. And in your confirmation, you give them validation, because that way their process continues. I'm taking the first half hour to explain how the system of programs work in so many directions and facets of our lives that a lot of the decisions that we are making aren't even our decisions. Now, I'm going to move into a deeper understanding of that programming process. And the reason being is because a lot of you don't realize. A lot of you think, oh, well, I come home, I hear what's on the radio, and that stuff is interesting to me, but it has nothing to do with you. It's all outside of you. Think about it. If Nicki Minaj goes out here and gets shots in her butt to get it big, how does that affect you? Or do you even care? Because that's self-mutilating, okay, from one person's perspective. Let me say that, because some people will say, well, that's not self-mutilating, that's enhancing. No. When you consider what self is and what possesses that in that continuum of self, when you make a decision like that, you're not making that decision because of what you want. You're making that decision based on how you think people will perceive you. So literally, you're opening the door to some other program that may not have anything to do with who you truly are, but you want the attributes of that decision. And we know nowadays that those sort of decisions can kill you. So, we have to open the door to understanding self to the degree that we can literally make a decision based on not only our needs, but what is healthy for us in the long run, as well as how it will be to our advantage to work in that level so that we can achieve the benefit. For those of you who are into radio, and are into TV and jobs and social news, we're going to go deeper into that in the next half hour. Because there's something technologically going on that you have no idea that you're conforming to. You have no idea that you made your decision based on what you thought, but it was really implanted. And if you think that that might be an error, have little children in the car and drive by McDonald's. And how many of them don't even know how to spell the word? But when they see the gold and orange, they say, ooh, McDonald's. That is a pearl. As we move through this program, we're going to open the telephones. And when we open the telephones, we open these telephones because we want you to call back and let us know if you have any questions or if you have any attributes that you want to add to what is being taught tonight. And this is a lesson. This is, make no mistake, we are pulling ourselves out of the fire of programming. And we are waking up to the choices of self. So, I do want you to call in, and the call-in number is 641-715-3660. Access code is 549032. If you want to get into the queue with your questions, please dial 561, and you'll go into the queue, and we will call your number out or your area code out in reference to the question, or you will be queued in and you can answer questions or you can state your concerns. But this is about to get big. I want y'all to hang in there. I want y'all to stay focused. I want y'all to even get a pencil and piece of paper, because guess what? I'm going to give you one or two exercises so you can see the dynamics that are at work in your life and just how magnanimous of a individual one person can be when they allow themselves to step beyond the boundaries of the program. And this is our intention. Not to do it for you, but to give you the key to open those doors in your life that would allow you to step beyond the boundaries of the program so that you can see yourself clearer and not through the program. You see, when we look into the mirror, we're conforming to another program. Oh yeah. When you put your hair a certain way, or you think, oh, that's my style. When you wear certain clothes, you think, that's my style. No, you're conforming. And you see, there's nothing wrong with conforming if that is who you truly are. But in reality, in most cases, a lot of our presentation has to do with where we're going to be, who we're going to see, and how we want them to react. Now here's the catch. Is that even you? How many people you know when you go places, it's like, wow, I never met that person before. And you've been knowing that person all your life. Because they have reached a point in which they're trying to do something with themselves on the outside that may not have had anything to do with the inside. But what the great thing is if they're doing something with themselves on the inside that you may not be able to project on the outside because you thought they were somebody they used to be, but in the transformation process of internal transformation, those people who are used to the external person, a lot of times begin to become aware, and you know what they say? And you know you. You're not who you used to be. And here's the best part. When they walk up and say, girl, what you doing? I don't know what it is, but it's working. I want to talk. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And the reason why is because when you do things to enhance your life internally, it blossoms externally. Now, I'm trying to give you a quick view of what's about to happen. Now, the reason why is because I still haven't told you what's going on in you. And the reason why it's going on in you is because you're submitting to another system that you fail to realize that may be doing more damage internally than it is externally. And you know, people got groups about this. Oh yeah. Because you know what? They don't know. So they sit back and talking about things that literally are deteriorating a part of their self system because they're feeding their external system. And there are words for you. Yeah. There is the subjective reality and the objective reality. Now, I'm trying to move you in a manner in which you can hold on to some of this information. Because I'm also going to tell you this. There are many avenues for you to identify yourself by. And when I say that, I mean, there are works that you can go out here and read that helps you identify your subjective self, your objective self, the duality of self. Because these play a role in every decision, in every aspect of your life. Whether you are a person of spirituality or religiosity, whether you're a person of occupation or a person of profession, it makes no difference. These simple ingredients. And see, we have to understand, simple is the key word. Simple ingredients make you who you are. You may be, according to what you see, the best you can be. But you can be better when you take off those ties of limitation and you rise beyond the program because you're greater than you see yourself to be. And I will demonstrate that to you, but only with your help. You see, I can only help you get to the door. And the door that you're going, I'm trying to get you to, is the door of self-awareness. So that you can become truly what you were meant to be by the Creator. These systems, the programs, these are not of me. These are not of God, or should I say of the Creator. These are of man. That's why they're all external. And the best part about that is that you can do something about it. So, these are the key for us to do something about it. And the best part about it is that the more you apply these keys, the more new doors you open to self-control, self-awareness, self-abundance, self-joy. Because I'm going to tell you something. I'm not saying all programs are destructive. I'm saying you're conforming to all the programs. You will find that certain programs you ain't got to conform to at all. Well, you could alter them in a manner that fits the criteria that you want to fit so you can achieve the things you want to achieve. So, we're going to work on that tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And the next phase, I'm going to take you into understanding how technology are playing a role in that, in every aspect, from the natural vibration to the electromagnetic force that runs through your body naturally. It's being disrupted. All right, well, at this particular time here in the Black Talk Network, we'd like to also invite you to please go to Black Talk Radio Network and make a contribution. We need to have Black Talk in our community. Thank you very much. And on the other side, prepare yourself. Have a pencil and a piece of paper because we are coming back with more information that's going to help you find who self is. I don't know where I can go to let these ghosts out of my skull. My grandma passed, my brother's gone. I never had one felt so alone. I know you're supposed to be my steering wheel. Not just my fifth idea. But Lord, I ask you to be my guide and the force of truth. For some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee. Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Well, we are back, and this is an opportunity for you to take that pencil and that piece of paper and make a oval. That's right, just make an oval. Because this oval represents you. And we have many tiers. When I say tiers, I mean different levels. So let's take that oval and we come about 10% down from the top and we draw a line straight across. Now, everybody got their line straight across on their oval? I'm going to give you an understanding now what that oval represents. That oval represents you. Absolutely. I got my oval, you got yours. Okay? But that line that you put across, that line is your level. Okay? Now that level line is like the water line on an iceberg. You see, what is above the line is the part of the iceberg you see. So, therefore, we'll call that awareness. Yeah, that's a good word. We'll call it awareness. Now, what's below the line is called your subconscious. Now, I know this may seem strange to a lot of you, but your awareness is your consciousness that you're aware of. But your subconsciousness is who you really are. So when you look at who you really are, and you look at who what you're aware of, here's a great gulf. I'm going to teach you, or help you, to learn the key to be able to become a greater control of the subconscious. Because that's really what a lot of programs work. You're not aware of your subconscious. But you just run through the programs because they're coming. And if you notice when you drive, it's like driving a car. Here comes a car, here comes another car, it's another car, it's another car, and it's a stoplight. You gotta follow that. Then somebody's turning here, you gotta stop and let them make that turn. Then it's your turn to turn, so you gotta turn on the turn signal, then you gotta wait your turn, then you make the turn. So all of these are programs. And this is just how fast they're hitting you. So when you get home, you wanna unwind, so you say you sit back on the couch, and you're intuitive enough to turn on the radio instead of the TV set. That is a reason why I say you're intuitive enough. Because those who turn on the radio are only dealing with the audio bombardment. Now, that may not seem to be much, but your body has a natural vibration. This natural vibration sustains the harmony that flow through your body, from the blood vessels, to the thoughts in your brain, to the electromagnetic rhythm in your body. Oh, absolutely. That sound affects all of that. So when you get somebody on the radio that's hollering at you, and is telling you, sail, they're embedding a signal into your consciousness that you're not even aware of. You hear a song once and you say, I don't like that song at all. So what do? They play it over and over and over and over and over. And pretty soon you start hearing the beat. And you say, oh, that ain't a bad beat. Then all of a sudden you hear the bass. And you know, they got a pretty nice bass rhythm to it. And next thing you know, by the end of the week, you find yourself liking that song. This is the process. This is the programming process. Now, I explained that everybody can identify with what I just said. And I said that because I want you to see how simply they make this appear to you, like it's not affecting you. So, you don't like pork? How about the McDonald's McRib? The McRib. Where you go, when you go to a fast McDonald's, you ain't even got to want one. When you look at McDonald's, you're going to think, oh, they got the McRib. That is the program. I didn't say you were functioning every program, but every program must be built on a continuum. And that continuum means that once you hear one advertisement, you can hear another advertisement and another advertisement, and you're getting an audio leak embedded, and you're sitting back thinking, what am I listening to this for? I really don't want to. And in reality, you've already been embedded by programs that are external, failing to realize the effect of your on your internal. So, in other words, we've already sat down, paying for work, and jumped right into another program. And that's for the ones who are intuitive. What about the ones who aren't intuitive? Oh, you know, that's how Maury Povich has an unlimited source of TV time. Because those are the people who are unintuitive. Oh, they get up and they turn that TV on and they think, oh, wow, I'm being entertained. No, they're not being entertained. They're being programmed. And in that program, it's deteriorating their moral structure. It's deteriorating their communic structure. It's deteriorating all of the things that would make them functional in a system to work. Because most of them don't want to work anyway. So to them, they think they're getting entertainment. It's not entertainment. You see, what they don't tell you, and this is the science, I mean, this really tripped me out when I found out. Your body has what's called personal images. Now, what is a personal image? Well, a personal image is like, what color was the first light that you ever had as a child? How about your best friend when y'all used to go to church together? What was your Sunday outfit? Or maybe, just maybe, what about the thing that happened the time you guys were swimming? And they jumped in the water and their pants came off and they had to stay in the water because they had no pants on. They was hollering, yo, man, help me out, man, grab something quick. These are our personal experiences. But do you realize, because of the power of TV, audio and visual simultaneously attacking the audio and video concepts, meaning our windows, because it goes through the eye, it doesn't actually even, what you see is what's going on. You see, anytime you receive more than 30 flashes per second, you are drawn into what's called a hypnotic state. Does that mean you're hypnotized? No, it doesn't. But it means that you are into a state of receptive, selective suggestion. So that's where you draw your commercials. Every next time loud, the commercials come up, and you turn around and try to turn the TV down or the radio down because the commercials come on much louder than the show itself. That's because it's cracking that frame of vibration. When it cracks it, then your attention goes up right away. Okay, so when your attention goes up, that means that your focus is keen in. And they know that. They know that. They know that. And see, what's unique about this is that they do it all the time. 24/7, you are bombarded. So your program is working. Or their program is working. If you're watching it, then your program is working because you choose to watch it. And that's why you see things like, and those of you who like these programs, do not be offended. You see programs like Empire. Empire is shaping the behavior patterns of many people because it gives you a false sense of emboldenment. Now, a lot of people may not even grasp that. But let me tell you how it plays out. Young man watches that 2 or 3 days in a row, sees his brother coming off like King Kong, got money galore, and stands out and reacts out of emotion. So he's out here on the street corners, and next thing you know, he jumps in the car, and stops and picks up something in the store, and a cop walks up on him. And I see some ID. But what does he do? He goes into a bag. No, man, I didn't do nothing. What's bothering me for? All this stuff. He's not being able to identify. And the reason why he's not is because he has this persona working in the back of his mind about who he is, and it's not him at all. It's a TV character, y'all. And before you know it, his emotion kicks in with a program that's an entirely different program that's running in the police office. Now, the police officer's program, like most white people, that program is based on fear. Absolutely. So, those of you who probably don't grasp this, let me give you a little understanding. Over Black Friday, there was 185,000 gun permits submitted to the federal government. 185,000. Now, understand what that means. That means that every one of those permits either had one or two guns attached to it. So, therefore, that fear that is working in them literally is going to translate somewhere. So where do you think it's going to translate? Absolutely. That fear is going to come out because guess what? The media has taught white America that the big black man, and he ain't got to be big, okay, all the, and the blacker or the more melanated, the greater the fear. But in that case, this young brother who just got done watching Empire or something 3 or 4 hours ago, who's still carrying the connotation of the move of the show itself that has nothing to do with him, becomes a victim of his own ignorance because guess what? He's trying to come off like somebody he is not. Yeah, that's right. He tries to come off like, I don't know the players, the names of the characters in the show. I just know about the show, okay? But in the meantime, we got another dead brother in the street. You see, he didn't realize that when he sat down in front of Empire, that flash that was going on in his retina by him watching that show was transforming an implanted program in his mind to make him think he was something he was not. And guess what? When he went out here in the street and he tried to portray that role in a situation with a cop who was working on a different program, now he's a participant. It is important that we identify self. Because when we let our guard down, the cost is greater than we're willing to pay. And the sad part about that is that there's a mother out here crying for a child that literally she may have her own issues with. Oh, I should have did this, I should have done it, oh my baby. All of these things come into play. And the sad part about it is that there's someone else watching that program. Well, there's a young sister. Yeah. And she goes out in the street and somebody walks up and says, yo, what do you got going on? 12 or 13 years old, looking like she's 16 or 17. Before you know it, she's trying to come off like she's boss lady. And then realizes she's in a situation that's out of her control. And these may not be dealing with the other people, this may be dealing with their own people. And she looked up and she said, wait a minute. And they're saying, wait a minute, but what? You put yourself here. You know what you were getting into. They don't know that you're a 12 or 13 year old child. And at this point, they don't care. You see, we must always be focused on what self is literally absorbing so that we can pick and choose what we want to absorb. Okay? Think about it. You think Fox program is going to put on a show for black people that is going to benefit black people? I mean, think about it. Every negative attribute that comes from the media about black people basically comes through Fox Church. So why would you even think that a company that literally is set on the destruction of black people's image is all of a sudden going to put a show on to enhance that? No, it's not. Wake up, my people. Now, I just spoke about the audio implant. I just spoke about the visual implant. Now, I'm going to take you to another level. Because in your community, there's also implants. That's right. There's people that you know is in your corner, you got to laugh. Then there's people that you know you can hang out with, but you can't trust. Why do you submit yourself to somebody you can hang out with, but you can't trust? Is that how you want people to perceive you? Self must be given priority. And in order to give self priority, you gotta identify it. You gotta identify it, and then you gotta mold it to be who you want yourself to be. You cannot live a life of conformity, and don't think that one day that thing that you're conforming to will not kill you. Because guess what? When you serve your purpose, done with you. Okay, don't take it time to remind you. So please, if you have any questions or you want to make a statement, you do call in. The number is 641-715-3660. And the access code is 549032. And if you want to get in the queue, *61, and you'll be in the queue, and we'll call you in reference to your question or your comment. Now, at this time, I want you to get all of the information that I've given you to let you know how we are programmed in a multiplicity of ways, how we are being infiltrated mentally and audibly in a multiplicity of ways. And I also want you to understand how you have rescinded your authority in a multiplicity of ways. So, that's not the end. Because really, the system would like you to see the need to kill yourself. That's crazy. The system would like you to see the need to kill yourself. Sadly enough, there are some who will. When you go out and do it like I said, the brother did, he killed himself. When that young sister did what she did, she killed herself. If nothing else, she killed herself morally. Because who knows what they did. And listen, these are people that look like her. So now, think about it from this angle. What about if they don't look like her? You see, we don't understand the value that we present as a people. So, at this point, I'm trying to tell you that your Creator did not make no mistakes. When your Creator made people, why did he choose people of color first? That's interesting, too. Especially when you've been bombarded with lies all your life. That's right. You think about it. Everything Westernism has ever taught you is a lie. And I want you to examine it. Let's start with our history. Columbus discovered America. A lie. Let's start with technology. Ford. He built the first automobile assembly line. Lie. Wait a minute. Streetlight. White people put them. Lie. White people invented them. Lie. Well, what about the capital? Washington, D.C. It's the greatest city in the world, and it's been constructed so that it can literally be the seat of government. Lie? White people never constructed it. Actually, for those of you who don't know, a black man who was the original, took over the original design and recreated it, if anybody knows about Benjamin Banneker. Oh, by the way, that's Big Ben in London. That Big Ben was a Benjamin Banneker idea. It's a manifestation. That's why it's called Big Ben. I'll never tell you that. But that's why it's called Big Ben. Now, I'm giving you these keys to let you know that the greatness of us as a people has never been examined by those people who do not want us to know our greatness. And I implanted this here at this particular time, too. Because where I'm going to take you next, I really want you to be subjective. I want you to be open. I want you to see so that you can understand that you do have a role. You can say no. you can operate in the idea of self. And the best part about that is that when you do, you're clear. The mental chains fall off. Now, the mental chains are literally what keeps Black Americans in fear. Now, I know some of y'all are saying, oh, we ain't in fear. Yes, you are in fear. You let a white man stop in front of you. You ain't gotta know. He can change your life if you allow your fear to kick in. But when you can operate in the openness of understanding who you are as a person, your spirituality, as well as harnessing your mentality of self, literally, do you realize that your families, your ancestors, had skills that were so far advanced that they still can't be explained? So, literally, we are greater than we think. We are greater than we were told, at least. Do you realize that they have constructed physical monuments to themselves that cannot be explained by technology today or those people who think they know it all? They can't explain it. So you know what their greatest fear is? It's not you as an individual. It's you waking up. It's you tapping into a source that may open the door for your ancestors to give you that knowledge because they don't know. Once you think limitlessly, you'll know what the limits of your ability are. And this is where we come to the point in getting you to wake up to self. Because I'm going to tell you something. With fear, you're not going to do the job that needs to be done. Period. With fear, all you can do is conform to the program and hope they don't bother. For everybody that I hear that has gotten shot or beaten, or any one of our people that have been victimized, it cuts me like a hot razor. It cuts clean, it cuts sharp, and it cuts deep. And the reason being is because I know who we are. I know what we can do once we go through these doors and we tap in to a degree, a modicum of degree of our subconsciousness and what we can do with our aware consciousness once we tap into it. Now, some people are scared. They don't want to know. They want to be where they are because they find that to be their comfort zone. There is no comfort zone in hell. You got that? Oh yeah, you might have a shelter that they can come in and crash anytime they want to. And they tell you that. And if you don't know it, they will demonstrate it to you. They put someone in office like President Obama, a brother that many people have great hopes for. That those same people are making excuses for why he can't do what we thought he was going to do when he took that office. And then when you listen to him, you find out, you know what, this brother ain't got a lot of brother in it. But look at the background. Okay, so he will never be able to grasp the Black experience or the experience on the common man's level. Because he's not a common man. I mean, in the face of the common man, become president, you got to have millions and millions and millions of dollars. There has not been a broke president in the White House in about 40 years. All of them got money. Literally. So let's face it. Somebody had to go find him for a specific reason. And that is why we must wake up to self. Because when we wake up the cell, we can start tapping in something we have never thought or was given an inkling was there. And the reason why is because they wanted you to believe their interpretation of who you are. That's right. Think about it. They got you to believe. Oh yeah, y'all the African slave. Tells you nothing about Africa at all. If you don't do your own due diligence, all we want you to do is call yourself Toby and work. And guess what? Many of us do. They call ourselves Toby and they work. And here's the sad part. They get no extras. No. If you work for minimum wage, what you gonna get when you work here? Minimum wage. If you work for $100,000 a year, what you gonna get while you work here? $100,000 a year. But it's the value you place on what you get that forces you to conform to the programs that are operating in your life. Now understand again, I never said programs are wrong. What I said was we have self-control. And we have a right to exercise that self-control in any circumstance. Now, a lot of you are saying, well, but we got to do this, or but we got to do that. But I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to show you, and I'm going to give you exercises so that you can operate on a self-level to improve who you are. Now, don't get me wrong. Some of these are going to be uncomfortable for people. And that's fine. And the reason why it's fine is because that degree of dislike, you will see the transformation from the result of following the exercise. We are at a point now where we've been on the endangered species list for a while. This is no joke. We do not have guns to go head to head in a war, and we are not prepared to go to war with people who lived, breathed, and are the most destructive human since the time has ever began. No. That is not what our responsibility is. So, make no mistake, we by no means surrendering. But what we have to do is tap into a source that was not exposed to us and only been exposed to us recently. And only through those people who were diligent about getting us to understand self has a purpose. And sometimes you have to dig deep in order to find that purpose. So in the next half hour, we're going to talk about what we can do, the exercises that are involved. Those of you who have questions, please feel free and call in 641-715-3660, access code 549030, and you will be in the cube in which we will tap into you and let you in so you can give us your statement or your question. And do remember this, write with a pencil and a piece of paper. You should be writing things down because I'm not going to give you directions as to where to go. I'm going to give you keys to open the door. Your initiative should find where to go, and your spiritual connection will open that door to say whether this is the one or that's the one. But if you apply these keys, you would allow yourself to grow enough so that those decisions will not scare you. And the best part about that is that you grow into a greater purpose because guess what? Now we can really collaborate on a level at which you've never experienced before. And you are more than a team. You are part of a greater whole. So, I look forward to you coming back after this commercial break. And then when we do, we're going to try something. I'm going to give you exercises that are literally going to, that you can apply at your house, do all by yourself. And then as you become more conformed to your growth process, you can literally go into groups of other people. That's right. And when they get to talking about the things of duality and the reality of decision and the purpose of self and where you see you are now and where you want to go, these things all play a role in your truths. So yeah, we're going to have a good time and doing some basic things. so that you can become a better self.
State of vainglorious, as we are protected by the red, the black, and the green. Heed the words of the brother.
And until we have a chance to heal, we are likely to continue to do things to hurt each other. And whenever see a person of African descent is harmed, an injury to one is an injury to all.
You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND, 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Dave in the Tando Radio Show.
Welcome back. I tell you, this is an excellent evening. I'm sitting out here in Ohio. It's a beautiful night. It's real cool. But you know the best part about it? I have my people with me, and I'm about to take you someplace that you have not gone before. Or if you have, I want you to be able to call in. Give us your experience. Because literally, I want people to know this is not just the clabbering of one individual. Literally, I'm opening the door for us to understand a greater understanding of self for two reasons. One, it goes far beyond our concept of reality. And two, the system that you're working in don't want you to know anything about this. They don't want you to be able to tap into a higher spiritual self. And that's exactly what you're doing. So first, let's go back to duality, okay? Duality means an individual placed in a situation of decision has two options: to make the decision or not to make the decision, to like a person or not to like a person, to buy something or not to buy something. This is duality. And we literally submit our duality to the programs. So how do we be able to sit in the middle of a decision without making a decision? Now that's wild. Okay, let me give you some clarity. One person can cut the world out from their life by sitting in a room. You don't have to turn off the lights, but turn off everything else. Turn off TV, turn off the radio, turn off your mind. That's right. Don't focus on what tomorrow I have for you, what you want to do tonight. Just turn it off. Now, in order to achieve this, you must do two specific things. One, you must sit in a comfortable position. Now, the reason why you must sit in a comfortable position is because you want your body to find a state of relaxation, of nothingness. That's right. You don't want to do nothing. You don't want to say nothing. You don't want to think nothing. And you probably say, well, how do you do that? Well, remember, I had once told you that in the morning, before you get up and get involved in your day, and at night, before you end your day, just sit on the edge of the bed and breathe. Don't think about anything. And for you who find this hard, this is what you call a thinking of nothing. You concentrate on a large tree. Just a part. And the tree doesn't move. And the tree is alive. The tree is growing, but you don't see it yet. And you sit there, and then start breathing slower and deeper Now, the reason why I say slower and deeper is because there are a number of different good breathing techniques called Qigong. There's another breathing technique that's done by vegetarians, for those of you who know what they are. Those of you who don't worry about it, it's really not important. Not at this stage. And as you sit there and you breathe, and you're thinking about this tree that is doing nothing but growing, let all of those thoughts go. When you let all of your thoughts go, then you begin to focus on you. And when you focus on you, you focus on your breathing. Learn to sit erect, because that way your body is not in contact with what you're doing. And breathe as deep as you can. Hold it for about 3 seconds, and then let it out. And then the next time, breathe as deep as you can. Hold it for about 3 seconds, and let it out. Now, the reason why we're starting off like this is because this is self-time. In this process, you can heal. And how that healing takes place is that you're supplying oxygen to your body in a way that you have never done it before. And if you have done it before, now your body understands how to utilize that oxygen, okay, more completely. Because when you're in a system, you're in the rhythm of that system. In your state of nothingness, you're in your natural rhythm. So the more you slow your breathing down and breathe as deep as you can, you're waking your body up. You're waking. You're giving oxygen to every aspect of your body that has missed its full compliance of oxygen during the course of your day. So, in giving your body oxygen, your organs are beginning to relax. They don't have to work on as hard. The oxygen is feeding those meridians. Now, those meridians, they are the source of oxygen and nutrients around every vital organ. I think the body has 10, 12 meridians. I'm not sure offhand right now because I don't want to go into that. I want you to understand, I'm trying to teach you about yourself. And as you begin to give more oxygen to those meridians, they can feed that vital organ a better quality of nutrition and a better quality of oxygen. Okay? And in doing so, it can perform better. So, now that you got yourself in a state where you're all by yourself, you're not disturbed by anything else, you are beginning to wake up now. And in this state, your body is going to be so comfortable, and your body is going to heal in so many ways that you're going to extend that time more and more as time goes on. Now, the reason why you're going to extend that time is because it is something that you do for you. Nothing external will benefit from this until you decide it's time for it to benefit. And then you will apply that in a manner in which externally you'll benefit by it. You see, you're taking control. That's exactly what you're doing. And as you begin to take control, you will do this exercise more and more and more. Now, this is called the breathing exercise of self. Now, can it be enhanced? Absolutely. There's many ways. But I told you I'd give you the key. And I'm giving you the key to two things to keep in mind, posture and oxygen. Sit comfortably, breathe deeply. Preferably, breathe in a place where you can get some natural good air. That way, your focus will not be disturbed, and you will feel your body healing over time. Now, that is your first exercise. Every day, find time for you. I know people say, well, I got this and I got this. Listen, I choose the beginning of the day, and I choose the end of the day. Because that gives me my right. I don't let any programs take away my right. Because I do this for self. And you can do it too. And as you do this, you become greater. Because you will feel yourself transforming. And in that transformation, you'll want to know more. That's why I said, these are keys to lead you to the door of self. That's one exercise, okay? Now, keep in mind that every time you do this, it's going to appear hard in the beginning. Oh, I can't keep my focus. I get so fidgety. Oh, nothing comes easy. And guess what? The reward is greater than the process. So I got to keep you focused on doing the process. Until you find a process, which you may, which is more beneficial. And the reason why you may is because there's many of not. I know people do yoga, do Tai Chi, Gong Yo. There's a lot of things out here. I will not want you. Well, I will give you the basic tools to be able to make decisions that will best be what helps you meet your need. Okay, now that's the first exercise. Sitting and breathing and focusing on nothing. Clearing your mind and letting nothing come in to your thought process. And that's going to be hard in the beginning too. That's why it must take consistency, 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 consistency. But with consistency, you will get results. Even there are going to be times where you say, I just don't feel like I'm doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing this right. I'm not doing that right. Listen, anytime you apply yourself to the operation of cosmology, which places everything living around you, becomes a part of you. This is what the Creator designed. And this is how it works. Now, you may use other tools as you go along. Because those tools that you may be using may be through your process of self-healing, what the message you are getting. Because you're opening your body to receive those messages that will make you better spiritually. We're spiritual people, y'all. And listen, I don't care what your religiosity is. That's on you. That's your decision. And what I'm doing is not going to interfere with that. Now, as you grow, you might make other decisions. But those will be your decisions. Okay, I taught you how to sit and breathe. Remember, those two things are important. Posture and breathing. Okay? Now, these are just to allow your body to wake up. You still have to do certain things. Because our food supply is under attack, and for those of you who don't know, it is eventually, you're going to have to be more focused on what you put in your temple. You see, all disease extends from diet. Let me repeat that. All disease extends from diet. So if you're eating something that you really don't know what's in it, but it tastes good, and then you find out that you're sick because of some side effect of what you ate, but you don't know what you ate because you didn't know what was in it. Whose fault is that? that self spark of self can do something about that. You see, we can change the program, but we have to want to change the program. And when we do, we benefit immensely. Right now, our communities are ravished with stores that are selling food that is bent on destroying who we are. And those people who are not conscious don't even know. And there are some people who don't really care. That's right. They're called self-destructive people. So don't think for a minute that everybody is on the page you're on, because they're not. Okay? So what does that mean? That means we got to start reading labels. We got to start asking questions. Okay? We got to ask, what is in our water that comes out of the fountain? Yeah, interesting question. Actually, let's go further than that. How long has this, how old is this house? Interesting, because the older the house, the older the plumbing. The older the plumbing, if it's metal based, then it has rust. Deterioration. Oh, by the way, if water goes through those pipes, you're getting that too in your water. That's right. Boss, why do you think water filters are such a big business? Because literally, water goes into our body because of choice. So if we are not smart enough to examine the quality of water, then we get victimized by our choice. But if we are smart enough to say, what's in purified water? That's right. You see that a lot. I see a lot of that around now. Purified water. It's an interesting concept because it makes it sound like it's better. But what's in purified water? And when I did my due diligence, I found out that there's several different drugs and taste enhancers in purified water. None of which I would choose to have in my body if I know they're there. So I don't buy purified water. You see how simple this process is. When self wakes up, you take control and you control self. But where do you want to go? If you don't mind a simple death, you can choose that. Matter of fact, this government has made it easier. Now they say, perhaps the bill says you have a right to kill yourself in diverse circumstances, as long as the government is in agreement with your circumstances to give you the final rights. Now, that sounds similar. Well, if you listen, it says the government agrees with your circumstances. So what if the government agrees, you're 62 years old, instead of us giving you a stipend every month or you getting your retirement, why don't we just kill you and we can put that money back in the system? I know that might sound strange to you, but it has come to that now. Listen, I'm holding this class so that we as a people can not only wake up spiritually, but we can wake up in connection with each other so that we can collaborate, so that we can be focused on how we can become a better, more powerful people. Because guess what? For those of you who don't know, the mandate on African people being the first selected of the Creator, we are the curators of this earth and we have done a piss poor job. That's right. We've allowed someone to come in and take over and destroy it right before our eyes. And we fall for their program to the degree that we are scared of them. Why? Because everybody who steps out as a leader, they destroy. Well, let me tell you about destruction real quick. They can only do it one time. That's right. Your job here, really, is to grow spiritually, become a library for the village or the group of people you live in. Enhance that place by giving them the wisdom of your years. And then when you're called to your ever after, your preparation process has been complete. And then you will transform. Death is not like we were taught, which is another lie, but it's not like we were taught. So, I've given you so much information tonight because we now are in dire need of conforming to reach a higher spiritual level, because not all of us will get there. But if we're all on a path to there, believe me, the Creator is not done. And when I say that, I mean, you may reach a greater spiritual level than me and be the tool he uses. But you cannot get there if you do not have control over self. And that's why it is so important, that we not understand just to take care of self, but how to cure self so it can become a doorway to knowledge that our ancestors died by the millions to keep quiet. Only to be revealed, because we have what's called an intuitive gene. That intuitive gene allows you to go into a mediumistic trance and be able to communicate with your past or your future. And a lot of you may not realize that, but I'm not trying to move you there. I'm moving you to the door. I want you to go there, because what they have for us will change our circumstances. We see it. So we can't see the world through their eyes and think we are ever going to see our freedom of mind. We have to pursue freedom of mind inside the parameters of the matrix of these programs. And we must be able to stand tall in making decisions to pull us out. That's simple. And we can do that. So I'm encouraging every one of y'all to take this very personal. Because I'm going to tell you something. We're not going to do this the way they think. Hell no, I guess they think we're going to go to war. They invented guns because they kill. You know, we didn't kill each other until we got programmed. We didn't even kill each other when we first got here. They forced us to kill each other. That's why they raped our women and our children. And a lot of you who don't want to really say it out loud, I said, they raped men too. So, understand the parameters in which we are in and be prepared, because guess what? This preparation process needs to be heard by all of us. It needs to be tapped into by all of us, because there's so many of us living in a state of indifference. That when you say, well, this is what works for me, they say, well, I ain't doing it. We're not saving everybody. I want you to know, we're not here to save everybody. But I also want you to know this, that we will be saved. We will go to the door and the door will open. But we can't go to the door in pieces. Okay? Now what do I mean go to the door in pieces? Like I told you, the structure. What has Westernism taught us? That is true. Most of the inventions, they stole from us. And then when they stole them, they put their names on them. They patent them, put their names on them, and guess what? They turned around and say, oh, I did this. No, you didn't. But we're in no position to say that. So be it. Alright? We are not trying to fight this fight in reverse. We are trying to grow. And in our growth, we don't want them to think for a minute we're going to be like them. That is a spiritual lesson within itself, brothers and sisters. This will not be done the way to do it. This will be done according to our awakening. And we will win. And we will rise. So, remember now, I taught you how to sit. In this lesson, we have learned how to sit and breathe so that we can find life in our body and restoration. I've also mentioned how we must examine our food and our water closely. Okay? Now, there's many avenues that you can do to use that. I mean, you can travel to use that. Please. Put it on your Facebooks. Let like-minded people see that you are waking up to realize, you know what? I'm not drinking the city water. Because city water has so many drugs in it that they don't even want to tell you. And if you don't believe me, if you go to the city, you say, I'd like our water analyzed, they're going to put you through a repertoire of paperwork and time-consuming avale. Avale means, you know, you go this way, down here to this valley. When that don't work, you go this way, down here to this valley. And you'll never get it. You know why? Because too many people have an interest in your death. That's why they'll tell you things like, well, you know, you shouldn't take supplements because all supplements is passed through your body and they're in the water supply. But there's no true nutrition in your food. Most people I know that are conscious or unconscious are taking some sort of supplements because there's no nutrition in the food. So we have to grow to be able to convey these things. What works for you? What don't work? What did you try that worked? What have you tried? What is moringa? What is ginger? What? How does garlic affect? All of these things that are natural, given by the Creator, are the tools that we will use. So now, I want to reiterate, call me. Okay? Take that time, dial 641-715-3660. Access code 549032, and then come into the queue. Dial star 61. They'll tell you, you have now entered the cube. Into the cube is where your questions will be answered. And I want you, please, ask me the questions now. Because at the end of the show, I'm going to tell you, I have so much faith in you. I'm going to give my personal number out. And I'm going to say one thing with this, in giving my number out. Call me when I can help you. Don't call me because you find yourself in a dilemma of, well, you know what? I really feel like this is not helping me. Consistency, consistency, consistency. Don't call me so I can say consistency, consistency, consistency. Okay? Because literally, we have been dumped on for as long as you were alive. Example. I've been alive 62 years. So for 62 years, I have a bunch of trash just dumped into me. Every lie that Westernism wanted us to have or to hold or to believe, they gave it to us freely. Hey, this is a lie. It's another lie. Take this one. So now, how can we not have psychological damage because we've been the carriers of the lie? Well, this can stop. It can start the day, and you can make a difference. All you got to do is wake up to self and allow self to spread its wings. And you'll find that those programs are limited, but self is unlimited. That's right. When you go through this door, even in the midst of a program, you can find joy in your circumstance. Because you have not conformed to what they thought. You have grown beyond their thought process. So, my brothers and sisters, I urge you to call, please, in this last half hour, because I do want to make sure that we are connecting for the greatness of who we are and what we are trying to achieve as this begins to unfold. So I'm here. Don't forget, 641-715-3660, access code 549032, And for getting the cue, *61. And let me also remind you, this is Black Talk Radio Network. And if you go into Black Talk Radio Network's webpage, you will see their programming, the shows that they have, and what all they offer the community. So I'm looking for your calls. This is Brother Davis, known as AO. Please, hook me up!
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. That's 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. Welcome back. Do we have any calls, Scotty? Okay.
Oh, no, sir.
We have callers listening, but
none of them have indicated that they have a question.
Okay, not a problem. Let me, since I've given you keys. I've given you the programming process. I've given you an understanding of where you stand in the purpose of self. Let me give you an understanding of what's going on against you and why this is such a emergency. You see, a lot of people fail to realize that all of these systems are conjoined. Okay? Brothers and sisters in the street dying, it's conjoined. Regeneration in our community is conjoined. Bills being passed in order to circumvent our rights, it's conjoined. Look at what it's conjoined. I mean, it's all connected. It is all connected. This NATO Agenda 21 program, this was not one person's idea. This was an idea of a group of elitists who put a group together to call themselves NATO. That's right. This ain't nothing but people who feel they got a right to rule over your life because they have what you value. When you put value into something, people think that they have an authority because they have a lot of that something. But in reality, all they're doing is exercising a right over you that they don't have, but systems give it to them because they have money. The same thing that you hold in a certain degree of value, they hold in a certain degree of value. So you can't afford the type of money that those people can afford, so they buy what they want. Every politician has been bought and in the pocket of corporate America. Corporate America is nothing but a few people. And the sad part about it is the message that you get is the message they allow you to have. Absolutely right. Do you realize that every media source in the United States may come down to the decision of 3 to 4 people? 5 on the back end. 5 people. They own television stations. They own news resources. They own newspapers. They literally are setting the level of information that comes into your house on a daily basis. And most of that information is to dumb you down. So do you think we're in a bad situation yet? Well, let me be more clear. They have a system of locking us up for things that they want to make profit on now. They're telling you. Listen, for those of you who don't know, hemp is considered to be the life-saving product of America. That's right. Good old Mary Jane. But here's what they're doing. They're utilizing it to manufacture products. Household wares, materials, buckets, cloths, tires, curtains. See, they are launching campaigns right now to reseason the finances of America. And one of the major players in this launching is hemp. Absolutely. Now, let me give you a clarity. The prisons are filled with brothers and sisters that have been locked up almost on minute amounts of this stuff. They're serving time, they ain't got no business serving. The system has built a way to call you new slaves. And this way that they've done it is working in conjunction with corporations who's paying pennies. The very corporations that move good paying jobs out the country are coming back with these jobs, not for the public, but for another entity, or should I say tentacle, of this beast in order to be able to produce a product at a cheaper cost. The very product that they paid people a living wage for, they are literally now getting that same product at a less than living wage, less than cost of living wage. They are getting it for pennies on the dollar, literally. And it still requires the same human application in order for it to be done. And that system of achieving that pinnacle is called the prison industrial complex. Now, for those of you who are sitting back saying, oh, that just don't bother me. I mean, it don't touch my life. It does. It touches your life in many ways. Because the same corporations that you're going out and you're spending your money with are going behind your back, taking them very same dollars, and they're finding brothers in the street and sisters in the street now because they're locking up sisters at such an alarming rate now that we better wake up. Literally. Do you realize right now they just passed a law in which women can be literally drafted into the service? Now, they didn't say that they can draft them yet. But whenever they let you know the law is there, they're letting you know that's the plan. Brothers, we cannot afford, and I can't say this with any greater sincerity, we cannot afford to have our daughters going into circumstances that are designed for those people to make money in their death. Because the death of a woman, the wellspring of our humanity, is the greatest sin, if you want to look at it from a sin point of view, that can ever be committed. We cannot allow a system designing wars for profit to use our daughters. We've already been victimized by our sons. Many of them are no longer here. And the ones that are here still carry some of those scars. Oh, you may not see them outwardly, and I'm telling you from experience. You may not see them out there. But let me tell you, I got memories I wish I never had. I wish I never experienced. Because I was so naive to think that I was at that age going to make a difference when I failed to realize at that age that it wasn't even about what I thought it was about. It was about something entirely different that had really nothing to do with me or the attributes of who I am. It had to do with money. It had to do with white people. It had to do with greed. And the sad part about it is that, and some of you may be offended by this, but if there was no white people in the world, a great, 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 great many problems would disappear. Unless you're applying drugs in the country, unless you got folks to bring this here, unless you got a banking system that can literally get caught laundering money, and everybody says, okay, all right, well, listen, we caught you laundering money, so we're going to charge you $5 million. But in reality, they already made $5 trillion. We have to move forward. And in moving forward, we can't think that it's going to require us to have guns. I am at a point right now, brothers and sisters, where the decisions that I make to move forward are all based on us as a family finding our freedom. And when we find that freedom, white people think we're going to come after them. We're not coming after them. You see, I have the audacity to believe that their fear will kill them. And when they try to kill us, which they will, I have the audacity to believe that what is given to us, through us going through this process of training ourselves to be more prepared spiritually, the will to power greater than our imaginations can achieve, will literally give us the freedom to look at them and say, they don't make a difference now. I mean, they think, understand what I'm saying. They think in every circumstance, all they got to do is create a new gun. They think it's better to kill an opposition than it is to manage it. Well, I believe, and I'm putting myself out there because I really shouldn't be going on this, but I'm going to let you know. I believe the power is so great that a thought, just a simple thought, can change all of that. That's a problem. Yeah. What if you thought, okay, from now on, no person that thinks on the line of destruction will become victimized by their very thought. That's far. And then it comes true. It doesn't require anything of you. But if you're sitting back saying, I hate you, as that thought disappears, you disappear. That's a powerful thing. You become the commander of your hate, and your hate destroys you. So we can't think in terms of the eye of Western God. We have to prepare to rise to the eye of the Creator. I mean, look around. This earth is the most marvelous I could never imagine building something like the earth. I mean, think about it. So if you have a creator that has that type of vision for a people, do you think he does? So he's not giving up on us. The worst thing we can do is give up on him. Now he's saying, listen, I'm giving you the tools. But if you don't come to me through these tools, there's nothing I can do for you. So let's apply the tools. Our ancestors did. For 6,000 years, Egypt sustained a civilized world and did trade all over it without conflict. That is a great and powerful vision. For those of you who don't know, the fingerprint of our people is on every continent of the world prior to them understanding of civilization as they knew it. That's right. In Asia, the first samurais were African. Were African looking. In India, the Davidians are black people that literally opened the door for civilization in India. In Europe, the Moors literally cultivated the continent. They bought them out of the caves. They were eating each other. So why do you say that? Well, when the time came, the weak became the meat. It sounds kind of funny when I say it like that, but that's true. If you were weak and feeble or you were on death's door, you was the night's dinner. because there wasn't nothing growing up there. Literally. There wasn't, there's nothing, there's, Europe exports no specific GNT. They wouldn't actually have anything that wasn't for the raping of Africa. And every country in Europe is in that process. We got to wake up, y'all. We are not going to do this according to or through the eyes of Westernism the way we know it now. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And believe me, that what we decide to do, it will work better for us as a group if we are all in consolidation. And the reason being is because there are the truths of our ancestral past. And one of those truths of our ancestral past is that we had many gifts, from telekinetics to being able to see the world through our natural eyes, or to be creative enough to be able to make an eye see out into space further than any man has, even to this day. They still fight over how the pyramids are, these are lined up with Orion's belt perfectly. And they don't know how. The only reason why they know that man built the pyramid is because one corner of the pyramid, the center or the cornerstone, is off 7 degrees. Interesting, huh? And before they got into them, they had no idea what the purpose was. And even now that they got into them, they couldn't translate the writings. So, you know what they did? They created a system and said, this is the truth. Now, what is that system? That system is called Egyptology. Now, it's interesting. You never heard of Americanology, a Europeanology. You never heard of a Chineseology. They created a position so that they can twist the truth so you never find it. But because of the due diligence of various people, we have the knowledge available. You got to go out and to the bookstore, ask questions, talk. These people know. Or this book will open the door to your understanding as to why this happened. This book will open your understanding as to what it is to be a metaphysical person. Do you realize they call us human beings? That we are born human beings. But you don't die a human being. During the course of birth to death, there is a process in that egg, in that age of time called divinity, in which we grow to understand we evolve from humans to their divine self. And as we reach that divine self, we become more aware of our spiritual connection with the cosmology of the universe. Oh, by the way, cosmology is the study of the universe. That's the study of all living things being connected. You ever stand by a plants and you watch them grow, or if you're talking by them, how they lean towards that conversation, you are committing a vibration. And see, people fail to realize that their vibration is communicating with the plants, and that vibration is helping that plant to grow stronger, so it stretches towards that vibration. Okay? You are a human battery. Every time you stand in the sun, that heat that you absorb, that literally is healing and helping your body to pass the process of air through the system, is also charging your cells with the energy that can heal you, that you can direct, and we have no idea how it works. These are the keys to opening the doors to that knowledge. Now imagine me. imagine you had the ability with a thought to shut down a whole army. Do you think that that ability would be given to you if you had any animosity towards that army? If so, you would be just like them. We are not like them. I could not repeat that enough. So, enough of my tirades. We have work to do. We need to work on ourselves. We need to wake up our spirits. We need to, every day, we need to put our time in. We need to seek out the sources that gives us information so that we can open the doors to the gifts of our melanin. Because our melanin, I believe, is where the Creator has placed more than we can imagine. And because we have been so damaged by Westernism, we have to work hard to open that door. But the key is there. Why would He build such a planet and give it to us if He didn't think that we were prepared to do what is necessary to be the curators, to heal it when it's sick, and to serve it in itself? We've already demonstrated we can serve it in itself through the times of the Egyptians, our forefathers, the Africans of the Sudan, the Congolese, and down to the Victoria Valley of the Falls. I mean, you know, we've already demonstrated it. We just got back. We got to get back to the greatness to save this. And we can. And we will. We can and we will with you or without you. Now, I would love you to do this. Because even if we don't live to see that time, through our training now, we will be placing in our children the seeds that will grow to make them be what the vision of our ancestors see them to be. But unless we act, that will never happen. So I've given you every opportunity to understand where we need to go. This is going to be a series. The next show, I don't know right offhand because we'll have to discuss this with several other people, in which we're going to focus on how we can fine-tune the exercises that I gave you. Also, I want you to do your research on understanding the concept of that circle and the line of conscious, subconsciousness, and consciousness. Because we live in a state of consciousness, okay? But we have no control over that because the greatest part of our conscious is the subconscious. And that's what we must tap into in order to open the doors so that we can be receptive to the gifts of our melanin. And the reason why I keep coming back to receptive to the gifts of our melanin is because every day they find out the greatness of our melanin and we don't. And the reason why we don't is because we don't want to open our eyes to the reality that we are greater than they have told us we have been for all of these years. And here's the sad part. 90% of people who sit back every day and put their face in this television have no idea of their greatness. And that, my brothers and sisters, is a loss. But it's a loss we'll have to adjust to. Understand how I say that? Because even so, what we need to do ain't going to be done. They sure ain't going to do it. So therefore, we have to continue. And in continuing, I mean, you need to go to them bookstores and seek those programs, those books out that will open the doors of your knowledge. Talk to those people who already had experiences and they can tell you about the path they traveled. Dialogue. And every day, evaluate. Because if you don't evaluate, you cannot see your growth clearly. And that is the most important part, is seeing your growth so that you can convey that to those you love. Because guess what? If you see it, they see it. And all we want them to do is be a part of it. Right now, we are being attacked immensely. They're going to come at us with everything they got. I'm speaking to you about stuff that they really don't want you to know. And they went out their way to keep these things quiet. And the reason being is because when you walk in your greatness, you begin to see yourself as your ancestors see you. And they see themselves as great warriors beholding, great warriors beholding to the greatness of the Creator. And guess what? That was a powerful time. History tells us it was a powerful time. So, we have 4 minutes left, and in these last 4 minutes, I'm hoping I get a phone call, questions that I can answer, or I'm hoping someone wakes up enough to say, you know what, I want to do better. And if you wake up and decide that you want to do better, let me give you my personal number, because I'm going to tell you something. I'm serious about this. I'm very serious about this. If we don't save us as Africans, we won't get saved. The only people that have ever saved Africans are Africans. And believe me, if you are too weak or too conformed, then you won't be saved either. Because you can't be the African that does the saving. So how can you expect us to save you? Rise up, my people. Time is getting short. Rise up, because then you can walk in a newness. It ain't got to be the newness that other people expect newness to be, because we're not living other people's expectations no more. That's what self is about. Oh, sure, we're going to meet the goals and the quotas of the circumstances in which we're in. We've always done that. But we're not going to be victimized anymore, because they don't know what we will be doing. And by the time they know what we will be doing, someone may be chosen. And like I said, that person that is chosen will have to show themselves worthy. And I believe that that person could very well be within the range of my voice. And if so, I don't need to be of, I could be a part of. Hey, I ain't got no problem with being a part of.
Girl, you are rich, even with nothing. You know tenderness comes from pain. It's amazing.